Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're tackling force. It's basically the invisible engine behind, well, everything that moves, stops, or even changes shape around you.
Exactly. And our mission here is to really distill that down.
Yeah, move past maybe the dry textbook stuff and get to the core ideas, the things you really need to grasp for a solid understanding of how things work.
Right. Force is fundamental for any action. You simply can't do any work without it, but we often just take it for granted, don't we?
Totally.
So we want to build that foundation, focus on the essentials you need to know about basic mechanics.
Okay, let's dive right in. Absolute beginning. If we need to lock one core idea about force into memory right now, what is it?
It's that force is fundamentally an interaction. Plain and simple. It's a push or a pull.
Push or pull. That's the core.
That's the core binary. If you're not pushing or pulling, nothing's changing state. So the flip side is, if you see movement or something stopping or changing shape.
Force was definitely involved.
Force was applied. Guaranteed.
Okay, let's unpack that interaction then. Push and pull. They're the basic actions. How should we think about them conceptually, beyond just listing examples?
Well, it really comes down to direction relative to you or the source of the force.
Mm-hmm.
A push is about moving an object away.
Away. Okay.
Think about it. Kicking a ball sends it away. Pushing a door open moves it away from you. Putting a book onto a shelf. You're moving it away.
Right. Propelling it outward.
Exactly. You're exerting energy outward.
And I thought it was fascinating, you know, how the source material pointed out that even something as basic as walking is a push.
Oh, absolutely. It's a great example. People might think you're just shifting weight, but no. You rely on friction, and you actively push backwards and downwards against the ground.
Ah, okay.
And Isaac Newton tells us the ground pushes back, right? Equal and opposite force. That's what moves you forward. It's an active push.
Not just falling forward, then.
Not at all.
So, conversely, pull is about bringing things closer, closing the distance.
Correct. Pull is the force that draws an object towards you. You know, opening a window by pulling the handle toward yourself.
And pulling open a drawer.
Exactly. Or yanking a starter cord on a lawnmower. All require that inward force.
And it's interesting how quickly these two simple actions, push and pull, get kind of tangled together in everyday things.
They really do. Think about a zipper on your jacket. You're pulling the tab upwards.
Right.
But the mechanism itself is pushing the teeth together to interlock them.
Oh, okay. Didn't think of it like that.
Or a seesaw. One person pushes down, which effectively pulls the other person up. They work together constantly.
Okay, good point. Now, before we move on, we should probably tackle a common misunderstanding. This idea that force is only needed for, like, really heavy things or big efforts.
Yes, it's probably the biggest misconception out there. People associate force with straining.
Right. Lifting something heavy.
But the amount of force needed might be tiny. Just, you know, brushing a speck of dust off your sleeve requires force. It's still a push or a pull, just a very small one. The key thing is that force is needed to start or stop motion, regardless of the object's mass. A feather needs force. A truck needs force.
It's just the amount of force that changes, the magnitude.
Exactly. The magnitude is different, but the need for a force is always there.
That really reframes it. It's not about how hard you try. It's about the basic physics requirement for anything to happen.
Precisely. Any change requires force.
Okay, let's pivot then. Force isn't just about starting movement. It actually controls the whole state of an object. Right. What are the main things force can actually do? The source listed four key effects.
Right. Force is transformative. It changes the state of being. And yeah, we can break down these effects into four main categories that cover everything from motion to shape.
So let's start with the most obvious one, just getting something moving.
Okay, first, force can start an object moving from rest.
Right.
Or, if it's already moving, it can increase its speed.
Simple enough, like hitting a golf ball. Now it's moving fast.
Exactly. It goes from zero motion to high speed because of that applied force. That's effect number one.
And logically, if force starts movement, then applying force the other way, that leads to the second effect.
That's it. Second, force can slow down a moving object or stop it completely. You need to apply force against its direction of motion.
Like a goalie catching a fast shot.
Perfect example. The goalie's hands apply force opposite to the ball's path, absorbing its momentum and bringing it to a dead stop.
Okay, number three is crucial for any sport, really. Billiards, tennis, direction changes.
Right. Third, force can change the direction of motion. The object doesn't have to stop. Its path can just be altered, sometimes dramatically.
Like a baseball player hitting a home run, the pitched ball comes in.
The bat applies a huge force, and boom,
yeah,
the ball completely changes direction and speed.
Okay. And the fourth one, this really shows force is more than just about movement, right? It's about the object itself.
Yes. Fourth, and very importantly, force can change the shape and size of an object. This is fundamental to, well, making things.
Like dough.
The classic example, rolling out dough for bread or chapati. The rolling pin applies force, squashing and stretching the dough, permanently changing its shape. Without that force, it just stays a lump.
So if you put those four together, starting or speeding up, stopping or slowing down, changing direction and changing shape,
it shows that force is really the ultimate sculptor of the physical world around us. It governs an object's position, its velocity, even its physical form.
It dictates everything about its physical state.
Exactly, its entire state.
Okay. Now let's connect this to the bigger picture. We've talked about push and pull generally, but where do these forces actually come from? The sources identify four fundamental types.
Right. These four types are the specific mechanisms, the origins, that generate the push or the pull we've been discussing. We need to understand these to see how they work differently.
Let's start with the big one, the one we feel constantly pulling everything down, gravitational force.
Gravity. It's the fundamental attraction, the force that pulls everything with mass towards the center of the Earth. We all know the story, maybe apocryphal, of Newton and the apple.
Right, the falling apple.
It illustrated that this force acts on all objects, making them accelerate downwards when they're free to fall.
And gravity's importance goes way beyond just things falling, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's systemic. Without Earth's gravity holding onto our atmosphere, we wouldn't have air to breathe. Without it holding us down, we'd float off the surface.
We'd lose our grip, literally.
Literally. And it extends far out. It's Earth's gravity that keeps the moon locked in orbit around us.
Which then affects tides and so on. It's huge.
Operates on an astronomical scale. It's a fundamental force of the universe.
Okay, second type. Maybe the one we find most. Annoying sometimes, but also essential. Frictional force.
Ah, friction. Its defining characteristic is opposition. It comes into play whenever two surfaces try to slide past each other or are in contact. And the key thing, it always acts in the direction opposite to the motion or the intended motion.
So it's always trying to slow things down or stop them?
Always. It's a resistive force.
And you can feel the difference, right? Like rough versus smooth surfaces.
Definitely. A rough surface, like sandpaper or grass, has more points where the surfaces can snag or catch on each other. That creates more friction.
So a ball rolls much further on a smooth floor than on grass.
Exactly. The grass exerts a much higher frictional force, slowing the ball down faster.
But even though it seems like it's always working against us, friction is actually crucial.
Entirely essential. Think about it. Without friction, you couldn't walk. Your feet would just slip. You couldn't hold anything. Cars couldn't move or stop.
Chaos.
Complete chaos. And importantly, friction is what we call a contact force. It requires the surfaces to actually be touching.
Okay, contact force, that's a good term. And that leads nicely to the next type, because this one breaks that rule, right? Magnetic force.
It does indeed. Magnetic force is fascinating because it can exert a strong push, a repulsion, or a pull and attraction without any physical contact.
But only on certain materials.
Yes, only on magnetic materials, typically things containing iron, nickel, or cobalt.
So friction needs touch. How does magnetism work across, well, empty space?
It works through magnetic fields, which are generated by the magnet's poles. Every magnet has a north pole and a south pole.
And an S.
Right. And the rule is simple. Opposite poles attract, north pole south, while like poles repel, north pushes north away, south pushes south away.
Oh, okay.
And they do this across a distance through the magnetic field. That non-contact action is what makes it so different from friction or even muscle power.
Like fridge magnets sticking without glue or those big industrial cranes lifting scrap metal.
Perfect examples. The force acts across the gap.
Okay, very cool. Which brings us to the last type, the one we use ourselves all the time. Muscular force.
This is our internal engine, so to speak.
Yeah.
Muscular force is generated by the action of muscles within living things. Humans, animals.
Yeah.
It's our arms, legs, core muscles contracting.
And that's what lets us walk, lift, throw. Basically interact physically.
Exactly. It's needed for all those actions. Even breathing involves muscular force. It's how biological energy gets converted into mechanical work, into a push or a pull.
And let's clear up another potential misunderstanding here. This isn't just a human thing, right?
Oh, not at all. Any creature with muscles uses muscular force. Think of an ant carrying a leaf that's way bigger than it is.
Incredible strength.
That's muscular force. Or a horse pulling a plow and bird flapping its wings. It's all the same fundamental source.
Mm.
Biological muscle tissue doing work.
Okay, so let's try to wrap this all up. What's the big picture takeaway here? We've established force is basically a push or a pull.
The fundamental interaction.
Right. And it's absolutely essential for any work to happen. Plus, it has those four key effects. Changing speed, changing direction, stopping things, and even changing shape.
Yes. It governs the entire state of an object. And we've seen those actions come from four main sources.
The big universal pull of gravity.
The surface resistance of friction.
And non-contact power of magnetism.
And the biological force from muscles. That's the core toolkit for understanding the mechanics of pretty much everything we see and interact with.
That really covers the blueprint from the source material.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's leave everyone with a final thought to chew on, building on what we've discussed. We talked quite a bit about friction.
Mm-hmm. How it opposes motion, but is also essential for moving and stopping safely.
Right. So here's a question. Imagine a purely theoretical world where suddenly all friction just vanished. Poof. Zero resistance between any surfaces anywhere.
Okay, a completely frictionless world.
What would happen? What would the immediate consequences be? Forget long term, just instantly. Would things even be able to start moving if there's nothing to push against?
And maybe more importantly, would anything already moving ever be able to stop? Think about the chaos.
It really makes you appreciate that friction, doesn't it? That balance of forces.
It certainly does. Something to ponder.
Definitely. Go out and be force detectives in your own world today. Thanks for diving deep with us.